Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 17th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gift Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the cash crisis that has led the government to propose, wait for this, barter trade.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequencies and on the 6065 and 15460 shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the deepening cash crisis and one of the proposals by the government that has caused a lot of commotion against the country. Yes. Those who are for and those who are against. Exciting times indeed.
Very exciting times. Mm-hmm. If you have a vote, you can pay school fees.
Indeed.
So in an attempt to address the liquidity crunch, the country's banks will soon be compelled to accept livestock such as cattle, goats and sheep as collateral for cash loans.
Under a new law presented to Parliament on Tuesday by Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa, borrowers would be allowed to register movable assets as collateral at a central bank registrar. Education Minister Lazarus Dokora has also proposed that parents use livestock to settle school fees arrears. Cash-strapped Zimbabwe abolished its currency in 2009 following massive hyperinflation. Now the country is experiencing a shortage of US dollars, which is the most popular of at least nine basket of currencies that the government has introduced.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yay.
Onguka hama wadiwa maka sununguka kuti munge muchiti fonera kuti titaure kuti munoona sei zvirikutaurwa nehurumende zvekuti kumabhanga uko kana uri murimi wakukwanisa kuenda oshandisa mombe dzako sechibatiso kana mbudzi. Kana uri mbereki, zviri kunzi wakwanisa kuendesa mbudzi kana huku kuchikoro se muripo wekubhadhara school fees, nekuti mari munyika zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka. Asi munoziva muZimbabwe Gibbs, vamwe vanenge vachiseka vachivhundika mbabvu, asi zvinhu zvinoratidza kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyika.
Kakulu Blessing. So vantu vanenge sevefake mipikicha lapa lapa kusocial media, vatole kuti nomupikicha atasotrenda kakulu. Imbuzi zvipezwe kusihlasha, chokuti azivalekele kuti zive school fees. So
uyabona mbuzi
kunjalo fowethu. So zvuluka ndaba lamhlanje sikhuluma ngokunenge. One, sizwile ukuthi umnumzana uLazarus Dakora uthi kona okufunakalayo ukuthi nxa ungela mali uyenele sifike esikolo ufike nje usihambela lezinyani lakho ukuthi nathi izinyani sendlalo ischool fees yami, kumbe ngxele wothi kumbe into ezinjalo uyenele sithi uhambe lakho ufike utsho njalo. Ye kuzobuya ke lo mthetho okhandwayo kathesi. Umthetho okhandwayo utshengisela ukuthi ungaba le mbuzi, ube lezimvu, ube lenkomo, ongathi ke uyedinga ama-loan ngapi emabhanga. Singazi ukuthi uyaphumelela kumbe awusoziphumelela. Kodwa ke kunjalo ke singathi sesibuyele ku-barter trade mfowethu.
Mhm. Wonguka hanzi pa rand pa US dollar. Mbudzi yapinda pamamonya ipapo. Regeti kuti vanhu vari kuti kudii nezvekutaura nehurumende. Nhasi vanhu vanyora zvasati zvamboneka. Gibbs, saka tichaverenga zvakare macomments avo. Asi for now I think we have our first guest, that is Mr. Bekitemba Mhlanga, political and economic commentator. Mr. Mhlanga, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for joining me, for letting me join you as well.
Thank you. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yes, so Mr. Mhlanga, I guess you've been following the news. You know, there's a bill that is being crafted right now in Parliament in which you can use the goats, you can use cows, you can use any livestock as collateral, you know, if you want a loan. And then there was a proposal from Mr. Lazarus Togora, the Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, who was saying, you can even use the same, you know, goats. You can use maybe pigs as well, I'm not sure. So, some kind of, you know, payment for school fees. So, give us your take on this issue. It appears as if this is a very, very serious issue.
Indeed. I think the only silver lining before we go any further is that this is just a bill. Mm-hmm. So it could die anywhere in the bill formation process.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I think we have all got used to Lazarus Dokora's eccentric ways. Hopefully this is just one of them, like the teacher school uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
But at the heart of it, I think it's a reflection of the level of desperation and chaos to which the Zimbabwean economy has actually sunk to. Because the whole issue of saying, look, people can actually now pledge loans, fees, payment in terms of their livestock, such as goats, chicken, pigs, and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It actually shows a bankruptcy or a deficit in thinking within government circles. Because you and I kids know it very well,
mm-hmm.
that the value of a goat in Plumtree is different from the value of a goat in Mwenyesi.
Mm-hmm.
And the value of a goat or a chicken in Victoria Falls is different from the value of a chicken in Imbari. So when you start actually starting to say that people could actually go to the bank and place loans, you are going to create an absolute chaos, an absolute nightmare in terms of when you see your bank manager there, Mr. Mklang, across the table telling you that, no, in effect, your goats, you will need 5 of them for me to advance your loan, or the headmaster at the Indaba Zimbi school says, no, in fact, with this type of goats, I need 10 of them. However, when you see Mr. Kumalo walking out, having settled his own school fees for his own son, with 3 goats, because the headmaster has actually came to a valuation that these 3 goats are the equivalent of Mr. Mbilo's 10 goats. Can you see the nightmare that we are going into? What all this reflects, in effect, is that we have a fundamental problem that needs to be fixed, and that problem is that the economy is in a mess. All these other things that people are coming up with, they actually work around a problem. So you see, Kips, if your car has an engine malfunction, you do not put a tape over that light in your car that says, check the engine light, so that you assume that your car has actually been fixed. You actually take the car to the garage and get it fixed.
Well said there, I think.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. I think we are now being joined by the president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Mr. Obet Masaraure. Mr. Masaraure, good evening.
Evening, God bless you. How are you?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us. Now, Mr. Masaraure, what is your take on this? Is this already happening in some rural areas, some of our listeners are saying here?
Yeah, it has been happening for some time, but I think on this particular case, there are two fundamental areas that we must look into. The role of paying fees for learners is not the responsibility of parents. I think we tend to miss that. It is the state which is obliged to be paying for learning, for learners at the basic level. Our constitution provides for that, and our state must just assume that responsibility, which they have obviously not been undertaking for some time. The second critical area is when we are saying people are now paying using their livestock or their labor, paying for education, what are they really paying for? These are the same parents who were complaining over the years that they have not been consulted by Lazarus Dokora when he crafted his own curriculum, which remains symbolic and which is imposed on citizens. Now, he is now forcing citizens to pay with all the years for his own curriculum that he designed in his own way, which he never consulted the same parents. This is the same man who crafted a national pledge, which is still before court and has been challenged by many parents. Now we are looking at livestock, which is the last line for defense for the ordinary person, for the poor. The last line for defense is they fight poverty. In extreme hunger, in famine, we see witness the people exchanging a bucket of meals with livestock. And now this regime is now targeting that last line of defense against the poverty to fund for an education that is the parents don't even support. We are looking at labor. The labor that they are saying can also provide your labor. This labor is used to provide provide food, provide shelter. It's a source of livelihood for many families. And we can't divert it to fund for an education that the citizens don't even believe in. So the whole process is upset. As a union, we have since urged the government to create the new curriculum, and secondly, to assume its responsibility of funding basic education as is provided in the constitution.
Thank you so much. But Mr. Masaraure, I also wanted you to explain, you said it is already happening. How are they doing it? Where do they, is there a crow at the school for the cattle? Or what really happens? Who takes care of the goats or these other the cattle or chickens, whatever they are using?
The way it has been done over time, it was simply by negotiating. Those who could not afford the fees, they would bring maybe a cattle, then they would negotiate, then a value would be attached, then the cattle would be maybe the school would take the certificate boarding school, they would use it to feed other learners, then that student would get a receipt for that. Okay. In other areas, some would bring the goats, then if there are some, the SDC would make a decision that they would sell the goats, and then they of the day, the money would be used to fund other purposes at the school. But now, if it is now in mass, anyone and everyone bringing a body ticket, we come to a point where the market gets saturated, and at the end of the day, the prices of the goat and the chicken are going to fall. At the end of the day, we are going to see teaching and learning materials are going to vanish from schools, because these schools will not be able to afford to buy these learning and teaching materials. So at the end of the day, and the government itself is not even funding the basic education model. Their beam is not being funded. So at the end of the day, the schools are going to be in a more serious crisis, and they are not going to be able to fund their day-to-day activities. And we will see the quality of education in rural areas declining to new lows.
Thank you so much for that clarification, Gibbs.
Yes, baleke imlayezelo ethunyezwe nguZulu lapha ke singayikatshana. Umasibanda enyathi uthi sicela becele imali kubomakhelwane, lokho kuyayangisa. Lama bhasi sesizagada ngenkomo. So it's like that just to get a bus, you know, from Nyati to Bulawayo, you have to use a cow or something.
Yeah.
You know, so Masibanda is worried. So he kuzobuya ke uPrudence Mangela uthi khona, hey, lokhu kambe kuyini? Asayo sikuzwe lokhu esazalwayo. Kuzobuya njalo uNtungameli Ncube uthi ya, nxa ukuthi imbuzi zangkhona sizazinikwa ngukhulumende. Ye, kurayithi ukuthi sizibhadale. Kodwa lokhu ngase sikukhangele into yenziwa nguhulumente leyi sibona ngazani imbi kakhulu. Kuzobuya lo mamba layo uthi hey, into zeHarare madoda isozibele yayingcono kakhulu kulalokhu. Then kuzobuya ke uBoni Ndlovu, kumbe nguBoni Ndlovu, uthi imagine izikolo zivula ukuthi kuyabe kule mbuzi ezingani. Yeah, so kuziba lapha bamhlanga uyazivela abantu lapha kungani bakhathazekile.
Ngiyakuzwa baba Dube, but uma ngathi akukhangela kwinto lokhu khona kuvele kudala obaba labomama babesihambisa esikolo ngezimali zokuthi basebenzile balima bathengisa umumbu wabo, kumbe kwathiwa hayi kothi sithathe inkabi liyani engani singani siright siye siyingenise emakethi siyithengise kwenzeka ukuthi sibhadele abantwaneni imali ze-school fees. Okwakusenzakala lapha yikuthi wayethatha inkomo liyana ehambe layo emakethi eyithengisa kumbe ngumulwana eyothengiswa enikwe imali, eyithathe imali ya ehambe eyebhadala yesikolo. Into esenze uLazarus Dukola waze wabuya lala amaphupho yikuthi yena imali leyi ekade ngizayithatha ningathengisa inkomo yami ekhaya etsholojo ayikho ebhanga, ayisikho ukubana angifuni ukuthengisa inkomo. Into ekhona yikuthi lungisani ukuthi ngihambe emakethi ngiyethengisa inkomo zami laziya, ningafaka imali yami ebhanga ngikwanise ukuyikhipha imali yami isalesilinganiso sayo, hayi khona lokho kwamabhondi kumbe kuthayikwini, ngihambe ngiyebhadala i-school fees. Yinto ekhona lapho, lokho kunye nje ukube ngani siyabhodabhoda sithi hayi hamba uthatha igugu kwalalokhu kumbe uthatha imbuzi yalokhu kubulawela abantwana esikolo. Ayisiyo nto ehluphayo, into ehluphayo yokubana imali yona ngokwayo, insimbi yona lana kumbe iphepha alisabonakali ukuthi abantu bekwenze lokho abafuna ukukwenza ngemali. Lumfowethu ade kukhuluma lapho esithi uhulumende kulesikhumo esifakwe iconstitution ukubana ibone ukubana imfundo yabantu kuze kuyefika kwesinye isigaba iya ikhona njalo ibhadalwe nguhulumeni, yiyo indikimba yendaba okumele ilungise. EZimbabwe phela kwesikhathi yamangala ukuthi hawu, kanti kwathiwa imali yaswelakala yini? Iswelakala njani ukuthi kuyebhadala abantwana i-school fees? Ngokuze zathi hayi, kutholakala i-30 million yokubana sokuzathengela abantu izimota, kutholakala i-50 million yokuthi sokuza kuyakhiwa lokhu, kutholakala i-25 million yokuthi sokuzayenza umsebenzi nje. Lokhu kutshengisa ukudidana lokuphambana kwengqondo yenkokheli ukuthi abantu abazibona ukuthi hayi, asilungiseni imali yebhadala i-school fees ukwenzela ukubana akusasa abayibona abanikazi belizwe esizabatshiyela nasiyabatshiyela kungabantu abahambile esikolo. Hayi khona ukuthi abantu betshona begijimisa le mbuzi befuna ukuzihambisa esikolo.
Kunjalo fowethu, siyabonga. So Mhlanga is very specific on this issue. He says, you know, long back our parents used to sell, you know, goats, they will sell some cows and so forth, and then get money and go and pay school fees. So instead of this issue of taking a whole goat or a whole cow to a school and say, hey, tell me how much it is and so forth, he says, no, that doesn't work.
Rikatiende kuna wama sara ore tisata verenga sume sanyuru wane wano tine mashoko waka wandi sanyuru wane wano. Wama sara ore tichi tarisa iyo nyaya yema school fees. Tukuna uti mari ili kushaika kuma bengi. Ziru kufamba sei. Vana wanengu asina kubadara. Varu kituwa sei.
Vana wa jinji wanengu asina kubadara. Varu kuzore kwa wajigara msukuru. Nini ya kutimtemo nengu jita wafanda kumye wajitimbo. Azizu ziru kuzogumifira chai kita ndize kutisukuru. Zaki wa ziru kuzimara zishu na so kushantisa. Varu kuzimara babu chai wani choko chai kutitisa kwa mtitisa kwa nisunga ajitisa wana. Zinowezi kuita watijidu ya chai rambe ishimbo wetira kudona. Ishimbo wetira kudona. Dai urumende ya gatsirisa nyaya kuwanikwa kwemari vanhu vakwanisa kuwana mari yavo pama zvavanoshanda vachinge vachiunganidzwa vakwanisa kuzwana mari. Asi toramba tichishindisa kuti iyo hurumende dai yangoita basa rayo rekuti ipe vanhu dzidzo ichape burden kuvabereki rekuti varambe vachagirike zvekuti vanhu vangadzidze sei, noti ibasa rehurumende rekuti vanhu vanonyika iyoyo vaonekwa vari vanhu.
Aiwa tinotenda, ramba yenyu makabata. Regai timboverenga mafacebook comments kubva pana totanga Sylvester Zolibanzi Zwambela anoti ndoona sekunge hurumende yeZANU PF yakugadzirira maelections nenzira dzakasiyana siyana. Hurumende haisina mari, saka vakuda kutora zvipfuyo izvi vozoita inonzi command cattle rearing kana kuti command goat rearing. Izvose zvinoitwa vachipa vanhu mabond notes here. Benjamin Munaki anoti handione paine reason yekuti vana vaenderere mberi nedzidzo yacho because haichina kukosha. After all, danga ndapedza basa hakuna zvakangofanana nekusaenda kuchikoro kwacho. Morgan Mulambo anoti let's not adopt that system. The government must fully subsidize education zvekuti mari yevana kunyepa kunyepa uko vanoda kuidya vega manje ngatiidye tose. Education must be free from grade 0 to tertiary level period. Ngoni Matora anoti iri izano rekubira vabereki zvishoma zvavanenge vasara nazvo. Baba vane vana vashanu vachabhadhara mombe kana mbudzi ngani pa kotore imwe chete. Matenga na gudo haachaite mukore uno. Minoti vari kuti izvi Robert Mangoma Mangoma anotiwo tadzoka pakutiraniswa kwezvinhu kwaiitwa mari isati yaveko. Ibata tredi haru kutaura. Yeah. Then Lolo Paza anoti idano rakanaka nekuti ragara richingoitika kuzvikoro zvekumaruwa. Apa zvangosiyana chete kuti vari kuti kana zvikoro zvemadhorobha zvaakukwanisawo kuita izvozvo. Then we have Lynn Shanti Maroje anoti uyu muchinda anonzi doko raka haachazivi zvaanoita. Paya aiti vana vadzidziswe religion yake haakudzidzisa zvidzidzo. I think it's time for him to leave office. Vesina mgabe wao, avachakwanise kutonga. That's Lynn there. I think we'll continue to read some of these messages. Yes,
yeah, so kulo mndaze lovela ku penalty sibanda ke uti lokho ubonisa indlela iZANU PF esibulele ngayo ilizwe. Lokho lokho sokutshengisa sobala ukuba sesibuyele empilweni yabakhokho bethu omzilikazi labolobhengula. kanye nabempumalanga ombuya nehanda ilizwe lethu laphenduka inhlekisa kwamanye amazwe sesiyangeke kakhulu ngakho lokho thina njengesizwe semandebeleni sikhala ngama British lo Queen Victoria abahluthuna isigodlo senkosi uLobhengula emhlahlandlela ngo 1893 ngabe namhlanje sihlezi ngcono kulalokho sikubona kathesi lokho kuyasifaka abantu So ke itata ke umuntu kona
thina muterere lo kutanga kudzaishe matare makadi mkoma kudzaishe
ndino fara ini kwakadi
aiwa kuno kuri nani muri kupi mimi
apa ndiri kuchiredzi triangle
eh kuri sei kuchiredzi
tikutorohone hana nezviri kungotaurika womu kufamba kwenyika
Asika mukati danho rakanaka here nekuti ka hurumende iri kuti mari haipo nai mukoma kudzaisha
iri danho iri ndoona kuti rakaitwa pakuti bhiza ranga roda kufa saka rakaona kuti rikafa risina zvarataura zvina zvingafambi zvakanaka nokuti zvikoro zvemuno munharaunda mandiri ini handiti tine vana vane vachisvika kuma65 vabereki vavo vobva vanziyai nemombe kana nembudzi kuti muzobhadhara school fees ndoona sekuti tadhevhieta kubva patakatanga kuti chikoro ngachive neuniform kuitira kuti vana kana vachitambura kana kuti vachiwana vasanyanya kusiyana mukudzidza kwavo nokuti izvi zvaakutozopeisira zvatoti asekitira maresults evana vedu nokuti umwe ana achiziva kuti ini kwangu hakusikuwani every kotoro yechikoro vaakutoziva kuti mbudzi kana madhonga akutoti munhu wachiuya kuchikoro zvadaro iye unozochengeta nokutarisa madhongi pachikoro ndiani ndomubvunzo mukuru wamunharaunda mandigiri uyoyo
saka vanhu vari kutaurawo nenyaya iyi ndati vanhu vari kutaura taurawo nezvenyaya yacho vachipa maonero avo
but pavose vandati ndasangana navo hapana uri kunge achiita senge anozvifarira nokuti zviri kuratidza kukundikana kukuru kwenyika nemaeducation standards isaakutodzidzirwa because kana taakuvhaliwa education against zvihuta handioni kwekuti vana vachava nemisendizi yekuenda kuchikoro ini
zvihuta zvinenge zvaachenji manje manje
pane kwatoipa
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru kukoma kudzaishe matare nekubuda muchirongwa chedu that's Kudzaishe there. He said that you know he has been talking to people in his community and people are not supporting this and he's saying the government must simply like what Mr. Masaroro was saying fund education, you know, at least those low grades.
So now I've got a message from an anonymous person who is saying paying school fees with goats and chicken is a rightful measure since the country is under a terrible cash crisis. There's no money in the country right now as we speak. So Mr. Dokora is very correct when he says people must use the goats and chicken to pay for school fees. This is a Zimbabwean solution. It's a local solution. Uti lapha nginanzelela ukuthi ikwehluleka kwakhulumende weZimbabwe sebona ukuthi imali ayikho sebona kungcono ukuthi athathe labantu isifuyo so ubula umuntu
tine mkuma mama comments on Facebook nasaka wanda tiverenga kati wande mkuma AD shava vanoti that's where corruption starts munofunga kuti mukuru wechikoro angazobvuma kudya sadza nenyeve huku nembudzi dziripo here tichinzi dzakamirira maplans ehurumende that's crazy pedza naye Edward Matiza anoti ini ndinoona sekupererwa kwehurumende iri kutungamira ko kana vabereki vobhadhara nezvipfuyo zvavo mari yevana yechikoro zvinoreva here kuti vadzidzisi navo vachatambiriswa zvipfuyo vamasaraure hanzi vana vakauya vachibhadhara nezvipfuyo hamuzoone kuti muchapedzera makunzi varayiridzi mbudzi dzenyu nhatu idzi panopera mwedzi here
Tinoona nekugumirwa kunoita vanhu vari kutungamirira nyika ino hakuna chaungarambe kuti hachizodzimari chaitika. Vamwe vachatodzimara vapaza bhengi kuti hatichave nereserve bank of Zimbabwe, tatione reserve crow of Zimbabwe kwatinobuda tichichengetera zvipfuyo zvedu. Zvinhu zvese vanokwanisa kuzviita, asi tiri kuti ngavabvume chekutanga kuti vari kukoniwa maitiro avari kuita zvinhu. Vombogarwa pasi nevamwe vane mamwe maonero, vombopuhwa kuti chinhu zvingaitwe kuti ikonomi yedu itange kushanda, mari itange kuwanikwa dezvipi. Nekuti zvezvi tichitarisa maticha acho ari kunzi ari kutambira mari asi haasi kuitambira. Inongonzi yapinda muakaunti tiri kutambira manhamba. Paunozokwira uchiti ndinoti nditore mari yangu wakwereta mari yekufambisa nei, unongosvika ikoko uchinzi mari yacho mbenga muno, asi ndine manhamba ndakatotumirwa nebhengi racho kuti takupai mari yenyu iri kunzi yapinda. Saka patatosvika izvizvi hatina chatiri kutambira. Saka zvekunzi vanhu vachadzimara vakupuwa nembudzi nemombe, zvinogona kuzodzimara zvaitika. Asi dambudziko huru riripo nderekuti hurumende iri kurwisana nevarombo zvakanyanyisa, nekuti panze pekuti tovabatsiri tovabatsiri kuti vawedzere mhombe dzavainadzo nembudzi dzavainadzo kuti vasarambe vachiwedzera mukutambura kwavo, taakutotora zvishoma zvezvavainazvo izvozvo tichiuya kusozvo kuti zviite basa rekubhadhara dzidzo. Yambotaurwa nemumwe mutauri kuti iri dzidzo zve isina chiri kubatsira vana vacho, isina chiri kubatsira ikonomi yedu, ingori yepride yedu yekuti tinoti isu tine dzidzo yatiri kupa vana vedu yemhando yepamusoro, asi umhando yepamusoro wacho hauna zvauri kutibatsira. Saka panotoda kuti paiswe paruvanise misoro, vanhu vonyatsoona zvingaitike kuti dambudziko rekuwanikwa kwemari rigadziriswe, dambudziko reikonomi reupfumi hwenyika hwedu rigadziriswe, tivandudze zvinhu izvezvi kuitira kuti social service yedu iteji irambe iripo vanhu vachiiwana. Zvakaita sekueducation ndeke vanhu vanoda kurapwa, vanhu vanoda kuenda kuzvipatara, kwese ikoko handiona vanhu vachizotinana nemombe vachienda kune mai vanoda kusununguka vachitinhirwa mombe. Dai vasununguka hakuna kwatiri kuenda nenyika, tiri kutodzokera kustone age. Dai pambogarwa pasi panongowanzi ndezvinhu zvatingaita kuti upfumi hwedu uwane.
Mr. Mutanga, I guess maybe there could be something that is hidden in all this, you know. At the end of the day, when you look at parents in rural areas, they depend on these kind of livestock, you know. In terms of their riches, it's based on cows and all those kind of things.
Indeed, so, I think it's what before I leave you guys. The thing is, what you're actually saying is correct. You know, for somebody in the rural areas, the cow serves just the mere purpose of just being an asset that they can wake up in the morning and admire. They use that for plowing, they use that for milk, they use that for manure, they use that as assets, is their inheritance, is their family jewels. So in effect, when you get a situation where you're asking the families and communities to start raiding and depleting their family jewels, their inheritances, their assets, their day-to-day power utilities as well, you are starting to create massive problems within communities. As the gentleman was saying earlier on, let us just accept that there are things that these authorities have failed to do. They need to sit down with others and ask for guidance and help where possible. Look, there is a part of the Constitution that remains unfulfilled at the moment, which is the whole issue around devolution. Because if this devolution issue had actually been addressed, it would have addressed the issues of what is it that the devolution looks like, how is that funding in devolution going to work, would it have created an opportunity for authorities or local areas to start looking at their own education and funding needs and saying that you raise the taxes, you use the taxes in the most appropriate way. Would that have created and leveraged for economies to start opening up and creating more value for areas? Secondly, as I said earlier on, let us not put a plaster on a gushing wound, okay? Let us fix the wound. The wound is that there is a serious and severe liquidity crisis in the country. Let us address that. Let us not stop messing around and getting ministers competing for stupidity in parliament, coming up with funny ideas almost on a weekly basis. If Dokora has to go, he must go. But somebody must tell him that, Dokora, you must actually go now because you're actually becoming a nuisance in this whole setup. And that is why the gentleman, when he said, Dokora, then his boss must go because they're actually failing to run this company called Zimbabwe Private Limited.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I think Mr. Mklanga said you can be with him for 20 minutes. So now it's almost 30 minutes. So Otherwise,
thank you
so much. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mklanga. There, I got to Donald Mamboma. Murise mkoma Donald.
Let me know.
I want to know. I want to know. What is Z mkoma Donald? What is the name of the John?
Aiyoh, anda aku jatuh aku muka tu saja. Nanti di gunung dekat tu aku nak gunung sore Friday.
Ah, okay. Saka nyari muda rumah itu guys. Jadi aku faham bahasa aku muka aku anzi bantu aku nak baca dan empu diskufis.
Eh, ni yang dekat tu siapa orang singgung all ni saya jadi tahu gua baca. Ini yang nanti gas negeri apa ni gua sih show.
Mhm.
Nak buat apa? Aku mahu ini ceri ada orang ni. Sebab orang baca orang mahu mesti kau dah zirim education
kiri. Awak tu ada orang cerita apa? Nekuti vahachina masa waruta uraonya ime chete kuti nyangwe kwa rimi uku kana ushita kutura wa shkwere tunukwansa kuno shanita mombe za kupo wa shkwere tukubenki
ah kana umishita waruta masa waruta dhakura hana kana hivyo nikono mie nika ndiri kutakwa ndosta kama chita masa niwa uka apana haruku kwanza kura hana jinyika mkatimia mia mwumende metumia wano ya katoda nyu patoda nyu blood warumi tinganye pirana Zimbabwe ina kwa iruku inda iruku doona apana za wano dao za makutawa. Nukuti kana wajita watu kwa mbuzi, nukuti hii zinga pera kakana hizi ni mwombeza, hachwa patemu. Kumbangwa na wajita nga grade 1, up to form 6 kana kuuniversity. Saka unosa raone hii?
Saka point kwa sii.
Azinazo. Ayo wakaa government, ngayi ngu, kutere kikono minyato gaziso, nika yetu inyato kumira kumira sichie, waruku luta kama chitora yu wakuru, mae waji implementa sunuzi, zinazo nungwa benefita yu chete. Hakuna, isu jatina wana, isu ndoza kama kama taka tiza mkoma, hakuna, aku nak cium kau, ini kuno kau cipta kango ya itu kan. Baru kuno sesungguhnya aku cakap tu macam itu orang kumpa aku nak cium kau mukong blessing. Eh, aku nak kan cium kau, kau agak disegui mari face ekonomi itu nak ke. Bawa tanggung alai nasun sih. Problem ini kuno aku mari, ya isu kuno je kau ni itu sebab awak sih nama saya kuno orang udaro. Baru kuno orang tu mari show aku nak, lama sih cium, ma bengi kau segui ma. Nak kata zaku dolar mari muku ya kasen, oh kalau dari Afrika ni pun dia kuno, pamkurun ni kena kuarare ni kena kuma singgung ni kape dan kadi, ifta zaku dolar mari agak cuma irimo.
Right, kudi nenyah zaku dolar mari.
Kuma singgung agak cuma itu kupama US dollar, but rate yang jangan iri agak dikiri $6.50. Saka ukar kudu iwa tu ni kuar maran, kudu kan zaku dolar mari oyo kai ukar kuno feta kumaran, ineng kau ni mari show mawan jaya, kan tu denga amon jema maran jangan tu mewaya. Adi murugo na. Kukara le kwa sababu kiu yangu iriponi kasi kasi. Zato wa sisi zivano. Ule msiira muno. Marina tu yego tu tenga drinki jamu rada bas. Apana pasi na njiri. Pasi na uori kusno. Wangu uori chete. Pasi na masamu yao itaro. Zako wa corruption. Ee di masamu sio yano chenge dambu. Anenga chifu dango bivash korundiyan.
Aye watiro.
Anenga dambu bivash korundiyan mkoma blessing. Makasi tayari. Aisi tano lakana kanga. Kama mtanga wa konsa utanga mwe wanu. Must take orders. Yes take an answer decision. Kuto mwe ndoza. Zanga ne bazaris.
Aiwa, atinote na mkuma Donald chazo kufuni na ito zutaura.
Eee, mbila kumiti le njikao kwa mkuma za. Pandaka ndiri, pandaka baiko. Aa, kwa kwa watu shata sisi. Yato wa misangana, watu wa misangana. Wani mkuna. Beka nukufira ekonomi yedi papo. Wala kutanga watu kambena kufunduzila wa. Nukudi. Taka, nikaendi, tingaendi epi mkuma blesi. Tingaendi epi. It's too early, kwa vino. Tange kufunduzila wa. Nukuda kutikizila wa. Nukubayeleche mchazo dae.
Aye watunote ndiyaku fundi na mkuma Donald Joso utaura kutisi mwezi lukufamba sii
uraidi mkuma blazing maita basa mfarisha mkuma utimi yese koko.
Aye watunua morisa wese tunote nda shukuru.
Thanks mkuma.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, that's our number one supporter there, Donald. Yeah. He's back now. Of course he's saying that he does not think this proposal will work. You know, the government must go back to the drawing board and try to resuscitate the economy, which is obviously ailing. Gibbs.
Now I've got a message from Simon Mapera, who says, the next thing our kids going to be sent to head this livestock. Classes is going to be turned into a code scroll. This is now a banana republic. The schools are already in a crisis. I was in Zimbabwe last year this time, and I was involved in discussions around fees. I don't know anywhere around this, but one school had almost 400 kids, and only 15 were paying school fees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think that's an insightful thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got another guest there.
Who do we have now?
We've got Mr. Ambrose Swindy. He's a former member of the Cyrene High School Development Committee. Mr. Swindy, good evening. and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so
thank you. Now, Mr. Asvindi, what is your take on this proposal by the government that, you know, parents can resort to barter trade and instead of using cash, use goats and other, livestock to settle their school fees arrears?
Well, what I'll say, I think this is enough evidence to every report that our government has failed to manage the economy of the country. Because we cannot be pushed back to Stone Age time when we are in the century. And surely, when one is saying we can use the livestock to pay our fees, so what does that imply? Does it mean that now the schools need to have crops to keep those goats and the cattle and what have you? These are the questions. And further to that, we are also approaching another serious conflict. Who is determined to say that my cow or my goat is worth $20 or $100? Mm-hmm. So it is a delicate case of that our government is failing. And after all, they even went further. They talk about that you can even go and work in a school when your parent can go and work.
Mm-hmm.
That again will bring down the quality of our education. And it will also be an embarrassment to the children. If the children are seeing their parents, he is working the whole day for them to pay their fees. That alone will cause challenges, and this will affect their performance at school.
Mm-hmm.
So what the government is now doing is now a critical case that they are further destroying the reputation of our education system. And as far as I'm concerned myself, this thing will not work. I think if this government, the challenge that we have with this government, they also want to draw attention, remove the attention of the school from the right place and try and divert us. The issue now is the issue that they need to resuscitate the economy, full stop. They mustn't try and divert people's attention by saying a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
This thing will not work, and personally, and all other people, we can't devalue. We've gone past the Stone Age period, and now we're in a different century. So it doesn't have the economy to make sure that we use the money to pay the fee, full stop.
Thank you so much. Now we welcome economist Professor Chivize. Professor Chivize, how are you doing? Professor Chivize?
Hello, I'm hearing you. Blessed evening.
Evening. Now, Professor Chivize, there's this proposal by Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa that livestock can be used as collateral so that farmers can get loans from banks. What is your take on this?
Yeah, look, Chinamasa is not a banker, and I don't think he knows what he's saying, because cattle, livestock cannot be used as collateral unless the owner of those cattle is an professional commercial farmer. And even if he's a professional commercial farmer, what happens is there is what is known as NGCB, standing for Notarial General Covering Bond, which is a bond that is taken on a movable property or movable items. Now, for a commercial farmer, yes, those cattle need to be insured. Those cattle need to have value. They need to have a market value, and they need to have insurance just in case they catch a disease and then they die. It is the insurance will chip in, and then will pay at the bank. Then even on that NGCB, the banks only take less than 50% of the value because it is the lowest valuable form of security that the bank can take. And it can only be taken under exceptional circumstances to a commercial farmer who is well-known, who has been borrowing for a very long period of time, and that security is discounted by at least 50%.
Thank you so much there, Professor Chivize, and please do stay on the line.
Okay.
Tombo Dzokera, kuna vamasaraure. Vamasaraure?
Vamasaraure?
Da. Asika, maamuru kutawara kuti zviri nani kuti hurumende inge iriyo inobhadhara maschool fees aya. Asika hurumende inotadza kubhadhara varairidzi vacho iri kutadza ine zvikwereti zvakawandisa inga akwanise here nemamiriro akaita zvino
chinoita kuti vatadze kubhadhara zvinhu zvose zvamataura zvakakosha kudaro inyaya yemapriorities avo kwavanokoshesa kuisa mari dzavo totanga pane nyaya yekuti kubva musi wavanohwina kunze vapuwa simba rekutungamirira nyika vanotanga zvekuramba vachikampeina vari trapped muelection mode vachingokampeina 5 years vasingadeliver maservices ndokwavanowesta mari yavo yenyika yese vachisa chechipiri mari yavo zhinji vane tinopedza munyaya dzemari dzetinongonzwa iri news kuti kwabiwa yakati kwabiwa bhiriyoni pakati kwabiwa yakati mabhiriyoni akati mamiriyoni akati saka nyaya yecorruption dzi mari inenge ichipera zvakare vozuva ravaisina mari totarisa madzimota anoita kunge anofema avanotengerana apita mupariamende apuwa imwe anzi aminista ane imwe akangochinja ministra apuwa zveimwe motokari saka nyaya iripo inyaya yemapriorities ndo inoita kuti mari dzavo dziite sedzinoshota zoita senyika isina upfumi asi upfumi tiinawo asi huri upfumi huri kutadza kumanejewa zvakanaka tikatadzawo machina nevamwe maforeiners anouya achingotora upfumi hwedu neuwandu hwavo kana ari madiamond inga vachituta vachienda totarisawo nyaya yeproduction yedu hatina urongwa hwakadzama hwatiri kuona hwavari kuisa hwekuti production inge iripo zvinhu zvibude mari dziwani kana ivo vachinge vaona kuti vakoniwa havasi kuzvigona havachisina zvekodzero yekuti varambe vachizviti hurumende nekuti ndobasa rehurumende iroro rekupa masocial services akaita sewaya saka kana vachinge vakoniwa vanofanira kubvuma kuti takoniwa vogumira ipapo vonga vamwe vangakwanisa kutora vachienda mberi vane urongwa hwakadzama hwekuti hungabatsire nyika yedu kuti iende mberi
tinotenda Skuru Gibbs
iye lapha silo mlaleli singakayi kusipindi kulo mlaleli kuthiwa Sibangani Sibangani kunjani kona hapo ke ebuzwani? Sibangani kona cingwane? Sibangani wana mthule kahle. Ukona cingwane Sibangani kumba uko? One phone yangu kona sicha umbani lapha. Wolise uSpindi, Spindi kona. Baba Spindi ukona cingwane?
Ngikona.
Kuhle ukuthi ukona Spindi. So nxa sikhangele ke emadolobheni lapha nxa emakhaya kuyabhatalwa ngewotshi kubhatalwe angazi amadonki kubhatalwa lokunye okuthize ngokunye okuthize emadolobheni abantu bayenza njani kuthiwa phela nxa ungela mali uyakwazisa uthi mina Spindi ngiyakwazi ukutshaya itraweli ngiyakwazi ukwakha kancane kumbe vele ngukapenta uhambe uyevaza nje okuyitafule esikolo kumbe into ezinjalo Spindi ubona njani koloko
inkulumo engelangqondo ungagayela izikolo zethu eziningi emadrobheni
ifoni yakhe simane yaqhumeka nje so I asked him about people who are urban dwellers what they're going to do alternatively I think Dokola is saying it's likely that you can go to work for a school or maybe like I think you've got some skills in carpentry
and then you can go
to Marondera High School and help there. So maybe it's a good idea or a bad idea, I don't know. So I guess we can go ahead.
Let's read some messages that we have. Tina Shushine Gumbo anoti iri bo because Zimbabwe yave kumawere chero ukada kutengesa mbudzi inotengwa nani because mari hakuna. Then we have Mary Mukarati, we are a cashless society, so zvichatengwa nani zvipfuyo zvacho. Is your caller back?
Yes, sependile njalo Sibangani. Sibangani uyangizokona manje?
Hello.
Yeah, kunjani baba?
Ukhona
njani baba? Hayi siphile kakhulu ngapho kona.
Hello.
Ye ukuphi kona apho?
Lapha ngisebuTswana.
Yey, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Akutsho phela ukuthi usokuthiwa phela wenelisa ukubhadalela izifundo ngenkomo kumbe imbuzi kumbe into ezinjalo. Wena ukubona njani kona?
Ngizwile leyo ndaba manje bengizibuza ukuthi njengoba isikhathi side kangaka lokhu esifike uvuke uzivuke manje singakwanisa yini ukuba nasithakazelele leyo independence kuze kufikele isikhathi sanamhlanje kangiboni ukuthi sithakazele njengoba khathesi ngisebutwana kangilayo leyo mbuzi yokuba niyobhadalela umntwana ekhaya izikolo njalo abantwana esilabo lapha baqotshiwe ezikolo kufuneka ipemisi ibutwana kayifuni la mapemisi ukuba nasiwariniwe bayala bayawarijeka
so manje kuthiwani nxa kunjalo
hayi le ndaba mna kamboni ukuthi ikhona njengoba kakeki masisi ya vota danyasi la vota kwa zile ukanya akuna mkumele ile ngaba vona nje mbaba loo osi mbile uti mwonga mbile uli ayo kube tule hii
kwa kumele kutuwe ni mwa kunji
ayo loku ndota mbona ngani soku sazi mkulu mkulu kezu amboni ukuthi kule ngibekela phambili uNkulunkulu uyebezazi ukuthi kuzowelaphi
ye kodwa wena ubona ngazani ke nxa usukhangela kungasebenza yini ukuthi kuze kuthiwa usibangani kumele abhadale ngembuzi kumele abhadale imbuzi awula phela wena
halo
kule mbuzi kumbawula
halo
ye uyangizwa sibangani I think iphone yakhe lenkinga uyangizwa
Hello ngiyakuzwa eh.
Ye, nxa sikhuluma ke siyaphambili. Ubona ngazani njengoba wena ungelambuzi kumbe awula nkomo kumbe idonki kumbini. So ke pho abantwana zabaphathelela ngani?
Ukuthi angiboni lokuthi ngizabhathelela ngani njengoba lokulima masingathi siwe lima izulu linile kodwa amabele athile. Phela besiphendile ukuthi sizalokuza
Hey, amafoni namhlanje ke anganabhede ke mfowethu kodwa ke we trying by all means to connect people. So all what you are saying is that it doesn't even own a goat. So you know, and in Botswana they've got a problem. The government is not renewing their permits. So he has to go back home, and he doesn't know where he's going to start. You know, because he doesn't own nothing back home. So I think besikhuluma lo Baba Sipindi. And then ifoni yakhe siqhumeka Baba Sipindi suphendukile.
Sempendukile.
Yeah. So besakhuluma konobana ukuthi Baba Sipindi wena ukubona njani konoku ukuthi yeah nanku siyakubona ungakhipha lokhu nxa usemakhaya kodwa emadolobheni ke kuyakhitshwana. Kuyamele phela kuyehlakula into ezinjalo.
Benzathi mina emadrobheni even emakhaya emadrobheni lawo akwenzi ingqondo ngoba nxa kusithiwa mina usibini ngihambe nje litrawe leyami ngeha izitina ungakhangela kumbe ngiyekwenza icarpentry ungananzela izikolo eziningi zisemadrobheni izikolo vele ezilento yonke ezilamaklasi mayenele yonke ithi khona and uzatshaya leyo trawele usenzani utshaya leso sitina ukuthi wakhani njengezikolo sezakhiwe njalo singakhona ukuthi nxa kuthiwa mina ngizothiya itrawele emadrobheni kufanele kube le mithi yokuthi wenzani ngayo imithi yakhona vele iyabithengwe ngani nxa abantu babezabuya bethi bona bazosebenza njalo unganazela siyasizwe kuthiwa ngenxa ye-economy efileyo ezimbabwe la uzezwa kuthiwa about 60% abantu bayehluleka between 60-70% bayehluleka ukubhadala ifees so kambe kungabuya abazala isikole silabantwana silabazali bange-1000 kubuye sengilandle bezosebenza isikole phela siyayidinga imali yokuthi sithenge istationary sithenge lokhu lalokhu nxa umuntu esesebenzile isikole vele sizawoperatha njani ingasela mali so sizama ukuthi into okhulunywa ngohulumende leyi vele yinto engelangqondo ayinto ngaso zisebenze njalo uhulumende ngithilo futhi ukuthi engabalekela iqiniso iqiniso elikhona ukuthi awavusha i-economy leyi uhulumende wasithembisa abantu ngo-2013 ukuthi uzavula imisebenzi engu-2 million kakhulu ngemisebenzi eyi-2 million nto uyivula njani kulokuthi akuqala ukutshela ngezizinto ufuna ukukhipha ingqondo yethu lapho asitshela khona ayenze sitawo into singacabangiyo nxa uhulumeni sehlulele kathi kusehlulekile ngoba sesikugayileyo kathesi esicabanga ukuthi thina masa lotokora lohulumende onke bazasitshela uhulumende wezane ukuthi hhayi ta imisebenzi engu-2 million sesiyenza nansi but kanti babethu ezinye ezingelangqondo lokho abakukhulumayo akusoze kusebenzele and asoze kusebenze yiphupho nje elingancediyo elibisele izimbabwe emuva
yes yakuza kakhulu ubambe kolapho ungayikhathana so what he's saying is that you know working in schools is not workable so he says suppose 1,000 parents at a given school decide to go and work at that particular school what is going to happen he says what you need is money in order to operate schools so if you don't have money then there's a problem you cannot operate those schools so he says even if he has to go to work at let's say Mkhali primary school there's no material to work with in the first place who's going to buy that material so he says this thing is just out of you know line and then he went on to say that ZANU-PF is avoiding pertinent issues one of the issues is the 2 million jobs promised in 2013 so the question is according to him where are the jobs nothing else yeah
let's go to Professor Chivizi. Are you still on the line
I'm still on the line there.
Yes. Now, Professor Chivizi, I think what most banks are saying is that the government must simply give the farmers, say, 99-year leases, and then they can use that as collateral. And the government seems to be reluctant to do that, opting for this use of livestock. Why is it problematic for the government to give farmers 99-year leases?
Yeah, I think if those leases are given for 99 years, then it means they can be transferable.
Mm-hmm.
Then if they are transferable, then it's likely that the land will then concentrate on those on the rich people.
Mm-hmm.
Because what will happen then is if a farmer fails to pay, then you will lose that lease, and then the land is given to somebody else. So at the end of the day, most of the people, especially those that are on a reliable political areas, they are likely to lose their land. And that is with some political repercussions. That is precisely why the government doesn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Professor Chivije Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. Sibuye Baba Spindi. Letemba lakuti wakuswa tewa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Akucho ke Spindi kuti suga lapa kuyo angapi. Kuya pera njani kwa kiloku.
Laba njoba nsicho mna ngibonu ngati kusechwe jeni katesu kuti uhulumende wetu uweshilegile. Singa koswa. Kwa sawa la mapi era state ngale mufa. Eshula. Sabuya lapa kwa ngeno uhulumende we manyano wengizetu le ngondo wange imaldi karensi. Katesu kati usamba nyonyoana. Na musechwe lefuti. Usefa lama bondi. Imale elo shonda isabona gali. Katesu na nguye kafuti. Usekuluma ngenkomo le mbusi. Ilokuti mdabuya zosebenza. Onge lo kuya tengisa uhulumendo seshle kwenzi izinto. Njalo konoku esikutsho ukuthi kuthi abantu bakhiphe inkomo, bakhiphe imbuzi bazosebenza. Ungezelela into esikhala sithuma yokugwelegwele ukuthi ayicorruption. Ngoba mina uyithi masuzafika ukuthi hayi usilindi lo sibanda lo dube lo bani basebenzile, singasebenzanga. Into ufanele inazelele. So bese kuthi abantu abaqhube befunda ngoba engezi ngobhuru bakhe. Phezu kwalokho futhi lenkomo zelezo emakhaya ukuthi azikhutshwe, zizakhutshwa ngathi zafaka ukuthi kusihambe kuzaba lezi baye esikolo, asilashiwa. Zivuke zisaza kuthiwa zivuke zitshontshiwe. Sebezithathele futhi ngoba ngokuguliva phela abantu bezizalela esikhulu ngabo, bajoyinte zokuganga. So we are saying thina iqiniso elikhona kule ndlela ezimbili kuphela. Uhulumende lavume ngayinto sezalile ukuthi zalile, anike abanye abantu abangenelise ukuthi barane ilizwe leli le-economy ngendlela eyiyo. Ngoba impilo yabantu bethu sibona ngathi ihlele ezandleni kahulumende lo. And abantu bethu basikhuma education sector kathesi. Uhlozi lwezemfundo yethu liyehla liyaphansi. Ngoba abantwana mbona bazebengafundanga emakhaya khona zisebenzise inkomo lengulube zifikana nezinja lamadonki. Kuthi hayi azifide. So abantu bethu babulawa sikhangele. And njengabazali thina ngibona ngathi silomlando omkhulu eZimbabwe ukuthi uhulumende sikhume sibe hayi uhulumende. Sesidiniwe ngoba nokukhuluma lokhu nangalokhu. Akulungisa i-economy, xa i-economy isala, banecele ukungena abantu balunge. Ngoba sesiqhubeke sidibeka ngale ndlela, sesidibeke abantu sebekhathele ngalo hulumende, iliqiniso elikhona.
Mhm. Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Baba Spindi. So, Mr. Spindi is saying that the government of Zimbabwe is currently ruining young people's lives. So he says, you know, this is not acceptable. And at the end of the day, the government should go.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have no plan here. So they have nothing to do in order to run Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mr. Masaraura, are you still on the line? Mr. Masaraure? I think we have lost him. The phones are a bit problematic, and we've also lost, I think, Professor Chivije. Maybe let's just reach some more.
I'm still on the line, sir.
Oh, you're still on the line.
Professor is on the line.
Okay, Professor. Right. Professor Chivije, I wanted to say, let's look at the possible solutions here. There's this liquidity crunch. What can be done in the immediate term or in future, long term, that is to try to make sure that the cash issue is addressed.
Yes, there is no short term solution to the cash crisis, the liquidity crisis we have, simply because
we are not able to sustain our own currency, that is the bond note which is on the market. Now, in the long term, what is really required in the country is investment. And when there is investment, then there is the creation of goods. If goods are created, then their value money, they will then come in. Now, the investment that you are talking about here is not domestic investment, because people in here, Zimbabwe, they don't have money. Mm-hmm. We are talking about foreign direct investment. People who are coming from other countries coming to invest into the country in Zimbabwe. But that is not going to happen in Zimbabwe if we have got the current political dispensation, because of that law, which says if you bring your money, then people here in Zimbabwe are going to take more than 50%, 51% of it, and then you remain with only 49%. And no person in his right mind can come and invest his money in the country so that he will lose 51%. And I just don't know what the current authorities in Zimbabwe, the people who are ruling at the moment, the microfinance and all the others, are thinking about that, because it is just not possible. And without investment, then we are stuck with this current cash crisis, because we don't have our own currency. The US dollar will go out definitely, because we're not creating anything. And because the US dollar is created in America, that's where they are creating their own money, and we are not creating anything, so it will go out as we import. Mm-hmm. Our bond note cannot work simply again because we are not creating anything. So without production, there is no money. That is the basic principle. Without production, then there is no money. So until and unless there is investment in the country, then there is no money. But there can't be investment when we have got the current political dispensation.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yeah, we've got some messages. Wiseman Chaputa says this will definitely affect the banking sector to a greater extent at a time when banks are struggling to get enough deposits. Then we've got Norma Kabo says this is very sad. Where are we headed? Seriously? And then we've got Emmanuel Spandau says the running cost of any entity can never be met by crowds full of livestock or parents queuing to offer services. The liquidity crunch has to be tackled head on, not circumvented by these funny stock cap measures. At this rate, how will we generate cash for the day-to-day running of schools, including salaries, ultimately?
Mm-hmm. Then we have some more comments on Facebook. Blessing Maho, Anotiko, Vano Valua says, Pouz Acho, Pani Ure Muhere, Ozete Zunoita, Kokana Chichirwara, Vano Veta Ere, Kokana Usina Mota, the Gustakura, Kushika, Nazo, Pouz Acho. It's all a question of liquidity, the poor legs in liquidity capacity. Regirai chikovore, anotivo, ndiko kupenga zvoku. Vapererwa, havachadi kupa vanhu mari dzavo dziruma bank. Wodazve kuvatorera zvipfuwo. Zimbabwe, yati rwadzisa vediwe. Silas Chabani, anotie useless, azviite izvozvo. Kana kwake kuine nzara, asade kushujira kuchikoro. Siriu Mangwana anoti ndezo kupenga zvakuitwa nehurumende yeZANU-PF. Ko kana ndine chikwereti che $5 apa ndisina huku, ndinenge ndine mbudzi chete apa ileta $30. Ko vanotipa change yemari Zimbabwe is something else. Kids, those are some of the
yeah, Baba Speed. Ukwelecuma ini
Nkona.
Uyazwela abantu bayakhuluma lapha ukukhuluma loZulu. Uba abantu bayakhuluma. Just 1 minute. Less than a minute actually.
Hello?
Yeah, ngicabanga abantu bayakhuluma sibili ubona njani? Okhulunywa ngoZulu lapha. Abantu bakhuluma
isiZulu. Abantu lapha sivumelana labo ukuthi vele into le ekhulunywa ngohulumende into engasoze isebenze.
Mhm.
Akulalizwe noba ngathi emhlabeni elenelisa ukuthi usebenzise izifuyo ukuthi ufuna ukusebenzisa imali badala ifizi isebenzayo. So le into into engasebenziyo njengoba besithi izikhulumi zonke. Nakhona ukutsho ukuthi nxa ubhadala imali akufana ibe ne-change. Njengoba besithi ubabuza ayithola ngaphi nxa wona uvule mbuzi uwela nkukhu. Njalo phezu kwalokho futhi ngakhohlwa ukuthi nxa kuthiwa uzosebenza esikolo ngoba nozageje ukuthi engisebenze lapha sokuwu-$100. Konke lokhu ngamaproblem esizaba lawo. Esibona asahlala la uhulumende engazangezeli ubugwelegwele bukhona. So uyasifithi thina le into yezifuyo lande kusebenza ezikolo I chose to be
Siyabonga, thank you so much. We want to thank our guest this evening, Professor Chivije, an economist, President Obed Masaraure of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Mr. Bengte Mamhlanga, political and economic commentator, and also Mr. Ambrose Dibindi, former member, Serene High School Parents Association. Thanks to our viewers, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Lethin Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe. We'll be right back.